what good parents instinctively feel like doing for their babies is best after all. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. What good parents instinctively feel like doing for their babies is best after all. There's been a great deal of discussion with our Dr. Spock and all of his many suggestions and his many ideas. Most of his ideas have come from old wives' tale folklore, as well as a few scientific points of view. However, every baby is basically different. Every baby comes with a different programming, so to speak, out of the infinite. And because every baby comes with a different programming, the parents have to tune in to what that programming is, and with their love, they tune in to what that programming is, and they figure it out pretty well. Love is one of the greatest teachers of all that we could ever have. As we love our child, as we love those in our world, we instinctively do those things that are beneficial to them and helpful to them to be their highest and their best. Our difficulty comes when we start reading all the plethora of literature that comes across our desk and our information. And what does it say? Ask yourself honestly, what does it say? It says, I've just figured out a new product to sell. It may be good, may not be good. Tested it on a few people, and a few people said it was good. Those who didn't say it was good, they don't tell you about them. So you take my new pills. You take my new medicine. Now, I have been having a yowly baby, and I couldn't figure out why the baby was yowly. And so I tried everything under the sun. And finally, I found that by feeding him this thing, and I don't want to name something because some of you might think that is real, but by feeding him the soup made from the leaves of this tree, that he became not yowly and became very alert and very brilliant and very wonderful in every way. And I cannot speak highly enough of the juices of the leaves that I have boiled from this particular tree and what they have done for my child. Now, whether it was the leaves of the tree, or whether it was the belief of the parents that the leaves worked, or whether it was the new attitude that the parents had toward the child, or whatever it may be, or maybe it was even something the doctor gave them that they were unaware of, you know. But it doesn't matter. What matters is that when parents, with all their love and all their caring, follow what their heart says, they are usually right. This is the manual that came with every child, a parent's love. This is the manual that came with the primitive babies of the caveman time down through the present day. And no matter what, when we listen to the divine within us, we get a message that's far more glorious than any literature that's promoted by any of the wonderful people of these days who come up with some new pill, some new medicine, some new fat-reducing activity. And really, all of these things can be so easily taken care of if we just put our mind and heart to it that, hey, we want to make it work. We want to put a cause in motion that I'm living in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. We put a cause in motion. I am guided to feed my child only those things that are beneficial to him, only those things that will encourage him to live to his fullest in the body that he has. It will be illuminating to his mind, illuminating to his sight, his hearing, all of his senses, and he will be an absolute genius in every possible way. And you see, when you start putting these positive thoughts like that into your mind, as a parent, you carry out the ideas what are best for the child. Now, there are people who come along with some pretty crazy things that children should be given. And a lot of children have died because the other parents believed something like that. And it was something that their child just couldn't handle. Perhaps most children couldn't. Maybe there's one in a million child that can. And that child is the parent that's out spreading the word. Be careful. Follow your own heart. Listen to your own intuitively, instinctively directed intelligence that comes direct from your God center. And you will know exactly what is the right thing to do. You'll know exactly what is the right thing to serve your children. You'll know exactly, and you'll never doubt. And when you listen to that instant illumination, that instant inspiration, that instant awareness of who you are, you will always do what is for the highest and best of your child. Believe in yourself. God believes in you. God in you knows all and wants to reveal all for your highest good under all circumstances. Have a lovely day and raise wonderful children, because you are a divine being listening to your inner illumination all the time. I love you. I love you. I love you.